In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every best gift and every perfect gift is from above. Dear communicants, dear first communicants, my dear children, these words of St. James are really for you. Today, you are going to receive the best gift, First Communion, Jesus Himself dwelling in your souls. The blessed day, the expected day of your First Communion has finally arrived. And you look so very happy. I know some of you might be a little nervous, but I think that you are mostly excited about receiving Holy Communion for the first time in your life. Usually, when the priest visits the first communicants, he asks them questions. It is, of course, challenging for their teacher, but I know she does a wonderful work with a lot of her energy and generosity, because here all the catechism teachers volunteer. So it's not a job, it's a service. And therefore I have some questions for you, dear first communicant. Several questions. My first question is, why this is the happiest day of your life? It is because you are receiving today the biggest celebrity, Jesus, our God and our Savior. And He wants to be the guest of honor into your souls, and He wants to live in them. And this visit is the first one in your souls through Holy Communion. It means somebody very, very big is coming to stay with you, to bless you, to protect you, and to guide you. That is why we have this celebration. That is why this day is so special for St. Stanislaus and also for your families. Over 100 years ago, a young girl in Normandy, France, made her first communion. She had prepared for it. She had looked forward to it with profound joy. And the day finally came. This is how she described the first time she received Jesus. She said, "I felt that I was loved. And I said to Jesus, I love you and I give myself to you forever." She said also, it was like a fusion. Jesus and I were no longer two. I had vanished in him as a drop of water vanishes in the sea. Jesus alone remained in my soul. And she ended her description of her first communion by recalling the joy she had that day and the joy she experienced every time she received Jesus Christ in Holy Communion, in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Today, this young girl is one of the famous saints in the Catholic Church, and she is here on this stained glass window, Saint Therese of Lisieux. She illustrates that joy flows from the certainty of being infinitely loved by God. And every time we receive Holy Communion, we receive a living reminder of God's love for us. We too, we can say with Saint Therese, a little flower, "I know that I am loved." And that certainty brings a joy that nothing can take away, because I am safe in the hands of Jesus, she said. The next question, dear first communicant, my second question is, how does Jesus come to your souls? How does Jesus come to you? Jesus comes to your souls in the form of consecrated bread and wine. Because when you receive the host, you receive also the precious blood, since Jesus is risen. So both of them are united again. Do you see Jesus in the bread and wine? No. Can you taste Jesus or touch Jesus or smell Jesus in the Holy Eucharist you will receive today? No. Then why do you believe that you are receiving Jesus in Holy Communion? It is because Jesus said that he would be there in the consecrated bread and wine. And nothing is impossible for God. He wants to feed our souls, to irrigate our souls with his precious blood. So Jesus is really present in the consecrated host and wine. Ever since his resurrection on Easter Sunday, Jesus has a glorified body. In Holy Communion, we are receiving that glorified body of Jesus Christ. My third question is, why Jesus comes to you as bread and wine, as food and drink? You know very well the reason. We cannot live many days without eating and drinking. It means that food is essential for the life of our bodies. In the same way, spiritual food is essential for the life of our souls. And the food for our souls is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus said that we would be spiritually dead if we don't eat his body and drink his blood. Hence, you have to receive Jesus in the Holy Communion every time you attend Mass, and you have to receive Jesus after you received his pardon and forgiveness for your sins with a good confession, with great reverence and respect. A final question. What will you do after receiving Jesus in Holy Communion? First, since you host Jesus into your soul, you have to thank him for coming to your soul. Then you have to tell him all your needs and the needs of your parents, relatives, and friends. Finally, you must remember that after this Mass, you are carrying Jesus to your homes and everywhere you will go, as Jesus' mother, Mary, carried Jesus to her cousin Elizabeth. It means, dear first communicant, that you have to behave well because you are carrying God himself in your heart and soul. When you are alone with Jesus living in your soul, talk about your parents, your family members, your dedicated catechism teacher. You owe them a lot. Talk about your friends and their needs. Ask Jesus to make you a saint. I would like, in my conclusion, to thank everyone who prepared these boys and girls to receive their first Holy Communion. And also I would like to remind the parents of these nice children that it is how you live and how you practice the faith in the family that is going to shape their souls, the souls of your children. Hence, continue to train them in the Catholic faith and its practice, not by advice only, but by exemplary Catholic lives. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.